From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The American and Russian leaders discuss Syria and Ukraine. Presidents Obama and Putin met late Monday on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session, agreeing on the need to defeat the Islamic State group, but disagreeing on the country's political future in Syria. Their exchange, the first in more than 2 years, was described as focused and businesslike. Mr. Obama says President Bashar al-Assad's brutality disqualifies him from remaining in power and called for a transition to new leadership. In his remarks to the General Assembly, the Russian leader said Moscow wants to solve the conflict, but by strengthening the Assad government, or in his words, the legitimate structures of power. The Russians see Mr. Assad as a bulwark against extremists. The two leaders also discussed Ukraine, Mr. Obama underscoring his support for the country's sovereignty, Mr. Putin blaming the Western policy of expanding NATO, offering post-Soviet nations a false choice, be with the West or with the East for instigating the Ukrainian conflict. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta told VOA Monday the key to ending the 20-month South Sudanese conflict is pressuring to fully implement a regional peace agreement.
I think the key focus now is actually on implementation. And given the fact that all parties have signed, I believe there is a keen commitment on the part of all South Sudanese parties to see a genuine peace achieved. And what they need from us is really the backing to see the process of implementation through.
Mr. Kenyatta said it will allow the opening of humanitarian corridors to South Sudan, where the conflict has forced millions from their homes. It will also help, he said, establish an agreed-upon unity government between the current administration and rebels. This is VOA News.